Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Pete Evans, no stranger to our TV screens, is joining us on the line. We're halfway through the coldest winter season of all time and keeping the weight off during those cooler months with the temptation of warm, often kilojoule-laden foods. Hasn't been easy, but Pete has another option for us and we thought we'd get him on the line. How are you, Pete?
Hey, what a great opportunity to come on your fantastic station. I love your magazine and this is cool.
Thank you, Pete. I thought you were going to say now you're going to whip up a salad.
I can whip up one of them for you, mate. Not
so
a problem.
When we're looking at winter, you're actually saying salads should be on the menu.
Oh, for sure. I mean, whether it's raw food salads or warming, nourishing salads, then, you know, they definitely fit the bill. And, I mean, I'm sitting actually on my balcony at the moment doing a bit of work. I've got my shirt off, the sun's out, and it's the middle of winter. And it's fantastic. And I don't know, tomorrow probably the cold snap's going to come.
So why would you be pushing this now in the middle of winter? Is it to help people get back in shape before summer?
I think food... I always say this, that, you know, when we're bored, we're probably going to eat 75,000 different opportunities to eat a different meal. Mm. 3 meals a day, 75 years on the planet, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, and we tend to get in a rut, I think, and there's that much variety out there. And I think salads are one of those things that often get misunderstood or overlooked, and to reinterpret them what they can be. I've been working with Sumo Salad now for a few years, which has really sparked my imagination because I need to come up with great salads for them.
Sure.
And when people think about salads, they always think lettuce, cucumber, tomato, which is fine, and there is definitely a place for that. I'd rather people be eating that than nothing. But think about when you can put meat or seafood or chicken or even some quinoa or brown rice and a delicious sauce and some great vegetables. But think about how you can cook. I mean, even last night I just cooked some beautiful zucchini with some pine nuts and some currants for my family with some chopped parsley in there, and that became a warm salad on the side of our crumb fish. It was gorgeous.
Do you think eating salads can help us also avoid overeating in winter?
The reason that we overeat, generally, is because we're not getting the nutrients we need from our food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very, very simple, very common sense. So the more nutrient-dense the food is, being seafood, vegetables, fruit, if we eat them, we become satiated because our body goes, you know what, I've actually got what I need from that food. I don't need to overeat. Because you usually find the people that overeat, if you look at their diet, the foods that they're eating aren't giving them the nutrients they need. So the body goes, you know what? It's not really just a hunger. It's like, feed me something good. And if you keep feeding your system junk or something that doesn't benefit you, your body just goes, you know what? I'm still bloody hungry because you're not giving me what I need. So try it. It's really quite simple.
So what are some of the other food cultures that you look towards in terms of healthy recipe ideas and things?
Oh, mate, there's great recipes, healthy recipes all around the world. I mean, if you look at every culture and cuisine, they all embrace quality protein and fruit and vegetables. They all do. So whether it's Korea, Japan, Russia, France, Italy, you know, even America and Australia, we do have wonderful people producing excellent food.
There you go. So that's what you use on the set of My Kitchen Rules, hey?
Mate, I look after myself pretty well, and I'm lucky. I've got a gorgeous girlfriend that helps me look after myself. So if I'm busy, she'll always pack me a lunch or something like that.
Oh, that's nice. Well, Peter Evans, thank you for joining us on today's program.
Hey, I'd love to come back and have a chat to you another time.
Not a problem. Okay. That's Pete Evans, folks. And, of course, for more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.